And did you get the yoga pants and everything? Because there's like a whole big outfit that goes with this.
I do have leggings, though, that I like, you know, doing the yoga in. So, yeah.
Right. So, that's where how far it went. All right. I don't know. I feel like, you know, like sometimes when people sing about certain things, then we all tend to follow this trend.
Yeah, especially when Beyonce does it, right?
Of course.
Did Beyonce sing about yoga as well?
No, she hasn't. Like,
so what's Beyonce?
I think on Who Run the World,
Girl.
Yeah. That whole dance.
That Pansula dance.
We all wanted
dance.
To do that. Yes. We all wanted to do that.
I remember that dance.
Yeah.
We used to do it in class. High school. It was nice.
Marshall, is there any form of exercise that Beyonce does that you think you need to do as well?
Yeah, she has this, with the new outfit, Ivy Park,
yeah.
She has this gyming thing that she does with it. So
Ivy Park is more of gym wear than it is going out wear.
Yeah, in a way. It's like, you know, your Nike, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah, so along the years, gym wear has also become leisure wear.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's actually, when you wear gym wear in the streets, you're considered to be the top tiers of people, because it looks good, you know.
Unless you're overweight and you're wearing it, because then we know we're lying. You're not going to the gym at all.
Yeah, you know, things like companies like Nike, Adidas, and Reeboks and the likes actually accommodate plus size people. You know, they make it so that they can wear it in the streets. You know, there are those leggings specifically from Mr. Price that people are not supposed to wear, and they wear it. But because Reebok, Nike, and Adidas and the likes understand that, you know, it can actually look funny on a plus size person, they make it for them.
Like a sausage casing,
exactly,
basically.
Exactly.
Hectic.
Look, to be honest with you, when it comes to sportswear, and especially sportswear that you're supposed to be training in, to me, it looks as ridiculous as me coming to work wearing soccer boots and saying, oh, no, I'm just wearing them because I have to wear them.
Yeah.
And I have a friend, and he's misses. Like, he's like one of those guys that has done like a triathlon, a decathlon. He's done like Ironman. Like there isn't anything that he hasn't done. And he's always like wearing gym wear. That's kind of like his thing, because I like understand he's always jogging or cycling or swimming or climbing a mountain or always some sort of activity. So his wife decided, hey, this looks good on my husband, so it's got to look good on me. And she started buying gym wear. And then the one day he asked her in front of us, it was like, it's like, do you wear this because it's good, or do you wear this because you actually work out?
And the answer?
She was like, well, I do go to the gym occasionally.
I mean, look, Nick, like, we have people like Michael Jordan that like sells Jordans just for leisure.
You don't
necessarily have to wear it just because you play basketball. No. Even us that don't know a thing about it, we wear it, you know?
True. Well, so yeah, that's a fashion statement.
I honestly don't see anything wrong with anyone wearing gym wear, even on the streets. If it looks good, do it. Because, like, these sports brands now make clothing specifically for you just to wear.
And be comfortable.
You know? Yeah. It's not that you want to go to gym.
They should stop.
Guys, I'm gonna start wearing tracksuit, like the two piece, the jacket and the pants, and I'm gonna start getting questions here. Which PSL team am I coaching?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like walking around here like you coach a high school netball team.
I feel like I'm only gonna start wearing that when I get to my like late 40s and 50s.
Yes.
Because that's like definitely time away. Have you seen that?
Of course, and then they have to have matching Nike sneakers as well. Nike sneakers, the techies, Nike tracksuits as
well. Anyway, listen to this.